Plenty of local basketball fans will watch the start of the men's NCAA tournament late next week. This year, there will be extra hype in town. First, the UWM Panthers are playing. Second, Milwaukee will host an opening round on Thursday and Saturday. Actually, Marquette University is running the event. WUWM News intern John Holman spoke with the man who will manage the event here for his fifth time. Past NCAA rounds have brought silly moments.
Jim Nasiopoulos wants to be in charge one final time. He even came out of retirement to do so. He's special assistant to Marquette's athletic director. Nasiopoulos has fond memories of past tournaments. He says the NCAA imposes stricter rules than during the regular season, and they sometimes cause confusion, even among team mascots.
Well, I had a rogue mascot that didn't understand where they should be, where they could be, where they couldn't be. You can imagine that a lot of the mascots are in, you know, they're in costume, and many of them have large foam heads. I saw this mascot running up into the stands, running out onto the court when they shouldn't be. So here I am chasing this bird around the arena, finally catching the bird, and here was me face to beak yelling at this mascot, and this mascot, you know, is just like shaking its head.
At times, Nasiopoulos has had to reason with more than mascots. He recalls his staff summoning him to deal with another rule violation.
Here's this coach before his first game of the tournament, and he's just going ballistic with one of our student interns. And he couldn't understand why his team could not get out onto the court for the pregame warm-up. The rules and regulations are a lot more intricate than we would have in a normal game. In this situation, they mandated that the teams could not take the court until 45 minutes before their game. It was explained to him the day before, but I run over there and said, "Coach, I need to go and talk to the NCAA rep." I shoot down the hallway. I run back. Fortunately, his own coaches grabbed him, said, "Coach, you're wrong." This was a Hall of Fame coach, by the way.
Of course, there's the serious side of overseeing 8 teams, 6 tournament games, and hordes of media. On Sunday, after teams learn where they'll be playing, Nasiopoulos has to coordinate travel and hospitality for those heading to Milwaukee, then come practice sessions and press conferences and pre-tournament meetings. But Nasiopoulos says it's all worthwhile.
Yes, we do bring in some income, but I see it as well as strengthening our partnership with the BMO Harris-Bradley Center because it brings in business for them. We play there. We want them to be strong and healthy. And then also, I think it does help Marquette University with the hotels we work with and those other entities. And one other thing that you may not think about for the younger professional who are working this tournament, I think we're growing them professionally.
The broader community should benefit as well. Visit Milwaukee expects 15,000 people to travel here for the tournament. They're expected to pump more than $4 million into the local economy and $300,000 in taxes. John Holman, 89.7, WUWM.